Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the STEM Power Women Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany A.J. Murky, the founder of Sisters in STEM. If you're new to our audience and don't really know who we are, Sisters in STEM is a multimedia platform aimed toward empowering women of color in their daily lives and their passion for science, technology, engineering, and math. I created this podcast to showcase empowered women, STEM-powered women. Over the weekend, I traveled to the Bay, not only for Afrotech, but to celebrate my birthday. I'm going to give you a rundown of my Afrotech 2019 experience, what it was like going for the first time, a few notes from my favorite sessions, and my advice to anyone going next year. All right, let's get to it. Afrotech was the Black Tech reunion we all needed. Girl, I'm telling you, you needed to have been there. If you didn't go, I don't know what you were doing. If you did go and you're one of the ladies that I hit up, hey sis, welcome to the show. It's glad to have you here. I absolutely loved it. That was my first time going through. I didn't have any expectations for the conference. I knew it was going to be fun because I had heard people tell me from last year. I even had a friend write an article about the 2018 Afrotech. You can catch it on sistersinstem.org. It is one of our blog posts. It says what I learned at Afrotech. And I kind of took a few notes from her article. It was a close friend of mine. She told me what she did. She wrote about it. And I knew that it was going to be jam-packed, but I didn't know it was going to be that jam-packed. Like, when I tell you there was stuff on top of stuff on top of stuff, and I was not prepared. I did not know to expect so many different things, and for companies to come through the way they did. Like, I've been to my fair share of conferences. I've gone to the NSBE conference, which is really professional. They like to have it where, you know, the college students can get, it's really for the college students. The college students can get their fair share out of the NSBE conferences. And then you have the NSBE junior kids stroll through a little bit. Sometimes you have a sprinkle of NSBE professionals if it's the regional conference. But when it's nationals, you'll definitely see professionals there. But Afrotech? Nothing like NSBE. It was NSBE on a whole nother level because you didn't have that, oh, let me be professional side there. It was everybody there for a similar purpose, and Blavity's so concentric on Black culture that everybody knew that they were there for that. And it seemed like more companies try to conform themselves to fit into that space rather than the conference itself trying to fit itself into the professional space. But it blended really well. That is what I commend them on. It blended so well from the companies to Blavity to the people. It all meshed. I was seeing people from all around the country and beyond. Like, I literally met a girl who told me that she flew there from London because she wanted to promote her app. I even met somebody who came over from Nigeria. I can't remember exactly which area in Nigeria, but probably Lagos. And I think they may have been a student or they might have been working. But just the fact that the sheer thought that you came all the way from Lagos and flew to Oakland for this conference, that's power. And that's determination, too, because I only flew from Chicago and I thought I was doing something. Clearly, I was wrong. I commend everyone for coming out and showing up and supporting a Black business. Come through, Black people. Yes, I commend you all. And we all need to do this more often. We need to have more spaces where we can come together, and wasn't nobody on BS either. It seemed like everybody had their stuff together, at least the people I met. They seemed like they all had their stuff together. They came there for a common reason and set out for it. I was able to see quite a few people who I had befriended on social media. And, you know, when you get to see someone face to face and you're just like, wait, you look familiar. Oh, my gosh, we follow each other. I had so many of those moments just because I've connected with people from my personal page, from Sisters in STEM. And just to have that connection right there at Afrotech, I loved it. I'm going to give a few shout outs. Shout out to Mandela SH, the CEO of Founder Gym. I loved her session that she hosted at Afrotech. I'm going to talk about that later because it was one of my favorites. Dani Washington, she's the host of The Big Blue and You. We had connected on Instagram, but this was our first time actually meeting in person, and it was so fun to hang out with her. And Blanche Devereaux on Instagram. Darcel, she's a biologist from The Shy. We've chatted via DM a little bit, but we had never actually connected, even though we're from the same city. Kim McIver, she's a techie in the Bay. Dara M. Wilson, she's one of the co-hosts of the Hot Money Ha Ha podcast, and she co's Olamide. It was great seeing you, girl. There was so many people attending, and I wanted to make sure every time I talked to someone, I was like, okay, what brought you to Afrotech? Because I know what brought me here. And funny thing, I didn't even know I was going. Now, if y'all pay attention to the Sisters in STEM tweets, I'll be putting some gems in there, y'all. Morgan DeBon had tweeted out saying that she wanted Black women in STEM to sign up for a sponsor ticket to come to Afrotech. I saw it. I signed up for it first. And then I put it out to everybody else. And this, so that way y'all could take advantage of the opportunity too. And it was super simple. Name, you know, your name, your LinkedIn, your resume. Filled it out. And they hit me back up saying, hey, sis, you've been selected for a sponsor ticket to Afrotech. Word? Okay. I was taken aback. I was at work at the time, and I literally started doing a happy dance at my desk, and I had to share the joy with the people around me. Of course, they were all white, and they had no clue what Blavity or Afrotech was, but I just had to share my joy because there was no containing that moment. I was super duper happy, and at that point, Afrotech was only like a couple of weeks away, so I was really, really happy, and I knew I had to act on it fast. So that was what brought me to Afrotech. I wanted to be able to connect with more people for Sisters in STEM, and I wonder if that's what made my application stand out a little bit more. I really hope so. I didn't get a chance to personally thank anybody, but I still made my rounds and talked to as many folks as I could. So like I said, whenever I ran into someone, I always asked them, what brought you to Afrotech? You know, why are you here? What are your goals? And a lot of people, surprisingly, they weren't specifically in tech. When I picture tech, I think of, you know, you got your software engineers, your UX designers, and some people were, I even talked to one girl, she said she was a psychologist. It's like, oh, okay, what brought you here? And she's trying to start a mental health app. You know, talking to a biologist, they're trying to transition into biotech. So they want to, you know, see what's happening on the tech world and go to a tech conference. Fashionistas that want to thrive in their online brands. Even some cannabis experts. There were lots of those, actually. And they were looking to expand their businesses. There was even a whole-ass panel on the cannabis industry. And Angela Rye hosted it. After the fact, I got a selfie with her, which was so cool. There were so many different types of people there. You had your folks who were brought there by their companies. They were working the expo floor, dressed in their company gear, so they had to stand, you know, be on the up and up the whole time they were there. You had your socialites, the ones who never went to any sessions and spent the whole day networking outside, just chilling. You had your scholars who were soaking up all the info that they can get at every single session, not taking a single break and hitting them all up. You had your hustlers, the ones who spent the whole day on the expo floor trying to get a job. They had a goal in mind, and they were not leaving until they got that job. Resume in hand, doing their thing. Or if they were on the expo floor trying to make some connections with some of those companies. Or on that floor trying to get some of the free swag, because there was plenty of that. Do not get me wrong. You have your party goers. They only came for the parties, literally. I even had a friend who went out there and was like, you know, I ain't get a ticket, but I'm going to go anyway because the parties was lit last year and I'm not trying to miss this. I'm like, really, G? You still going? Like, why? Like, trust me, the parties are lit. I was like, okay. So they, you know, that type of person gets all the tickets to the parties and the happy hours and all that stuff and made their whole stay just off of that. And that's totally an option. People be doing that. And then you have your opportunists, like me. The ones who try to do a little bit of everything, and you gonna be tired. I'm just gonna keep it real. If you're like me, you will be tired because you will be trying to do every single thing, trying to make sure that you're hitting the sessions, talking to the people, going to the expo, going to the parties. There's literally no time for any single break in there, but you have to make time for it for yourself. I'll give you a little rundown of what the conference days were like for me. It was advertised as 4, but it's really only 2. The 7th and the 10th were pretty much just days where different companies had things going on in the area, things that you either had to RSVP for or pay for. So you had to look those up in advance to know that those were happening. So basically what your general admission ticket or whatever kind of ticket you're having is getting you into those 2 days of the conference, at least for this year. Who knows what they're going to do for the other years to come in the past. This is just my experience. The sessions, they started at about 9 a.m. And I ain't going to lie, I did not make it there at 9 a.m. any day. I wanted to. I had good intentions. But I mistakenly booked a hotel on the San Francisco side. It wasn't really a mistake. I wanted to see San Francisco, but, you know, there's traffic. I underestimated the bridge traffic getting from San Francisco to Oakland. And, you know, I ain't from the Bay. Ain't nobody tell me. I was definitely on that BART, which is their train system, and I was going back and forth, which was the easiest thing for me. So that's how I was able to see both cities, like, very quickly. Now, even though I didn't make it there at 9, I did at least make it there by 10. There were sessions starting at 10, and that's what time my day started. There were so many overlapping events that you should really pick a track. There were, okay, let me not get this wrong. I know there was entrepreneurship, community, design and engineering, and like a learning lab. Kind of pick where you want to be. That's what I had to do and what was easiest to get to, because little did I know there were about 10,000 people there, and it was really hard to get in to certain areas. The learning lab was pretty much a non-existent thing for me because I wanted to get in there, stood in line for about a good 40 minutes and still couldn't get in. And I think they ended up implementing a whole new system so people could get in, but I didn't try again. I'm like, you wasted my time once, I ain't trying it again. So I found other tracks to go to and check out the courses that were happening in those areas. I'm sure that's something that they can work out in future years so that way they can have more space for more people to take advantage of those opportunities. I mostly stuck with the entrepreneurship track because they did have a lot of things related to design and quite a few other areas happening within that space. And it was very wide open and easy to get into. I was always sitting in the front row when it came to those events. They had it laid out very, very well, so you didn't feel like you were on top of each other all the time. I know there were other people who had come there from Chicago, but they could have been, you know, on the inside while I was, you know, chilling on the outside or completely different areas of the space. So even though there were so many people at this one conference, it didn't feel like it. And like I said, me being an opportunist, I didn't want to miss a single thing. So all the different happy hours I would hear about, I tried to make sure I was hitting up at least a couple of them. And then they would have parties later on. And, you know, you get in where you fit in. Some of the happy hours are lasting so late that if you're tired by that time, go ahead. Go get some sleep. Because you're going to need it. Like the article had said on sisterssystem.org, what I learned at Blavity's Afrotech, my friend Tyranny, who wrote the article, she said, this is a sprint, not a marathon. Get your rest. I had to take that advice because I found periods of the day where I would feel drained. And there was no place for me to go to sleep. Because since, like I mentioned, my hotel was all the way back in San Francisco, so I'm not about to pay for this $40 lift to go all the way back over there if I have to come back. So prepare for the day. Just prepare to make sure that you are going to be out for a long period of time. Wear something cute because a dress code does not matter. Everybody was dressed to the nines, whether they be in a suit or if they be in their joggers. I personally chose to rock Sisters in STEM shirts every single day because who's going to promote you if you can't promote yourself? I rocked my new STEM Power Woman shirt, and it has empowered in bold, so that way you know that you are empowered. I am empowered, and you guys can get that shirt on sistersinstem.org/shop and use the code STEMPOWER20 for 20% off of your entire order. I've been telling y'all this. It has not expired, but you better act fast. Now, I want to share the notes from a couple of my favorite sessions because I think that it's very important to share the knowledge. I definitely know I can't convey the message the same way that they were able to, but I'm going to try. My first favorite session was by Mandela S.H. Dixon. Honey, there is power in your voice. Being only 6 weeks postpartum, she left her baby girl and came to Afrotech to inspire us all. She focused on her company, which is Founder Gym. They help startup founders raise money and scale their business. She gave a crash course on how to get the money you need to scale your dreams. That's when she identified a couple ways that startups typically get money to grow their businesses. For those who are just starting out, she suggested that you initially approach friends and family, enter into contests, pitch competitions, get grants, crowdfunding, and other ways that don't take any equity out of your company. Once you get your footing and you're really ready to scale, that's when VC funding comes into play. Venture capitalists, angel investors, accelerators, all different forms that can help you excel, but it will also cost you a bit of equity. She said to enter into a relationship with an investor like a marriage. You both vow to make X amount of money in Y number of years, then you're out. It's not an everlasting thing. You hit your threshold, then it's time for you to sell or IPO. She gave some pretty good tips on where to find and how to attract investors. The one that stood out to me the most was to show them your momentum. Show them how fast your company is growing and how successful you will be. Then make them fear. Give them a sense of FOMO. Make them fear that if they don't invest in you now, it'll be the biggest mistake of their life. Honestly, that's a mentality that you can take with you into any situation. Career fairs, job interviews, a date. Your narrative is truly what's going to help you sell your business and yourself. Build that up, practice it, and make sure it's strong and stands out. I may be saying this to you, but I'm definitely going to have to take that advice for myself as well. The other one that really stood out to me was hosted by Zach McKenzie Hinton. I think he said he goes by Kenzie Hinton, but he was a product designer at Hulu. I thoroughly enjoyed his session, and I know I wasn't the only one because everybody was standing up at the end, just giving him standing ovation and just telling him like, man, this was the best session we've had so far. I thought it was very funny and informative, and it really kept my creative gears turning. He spoke on how to turn your ideas into reality through design. He walked us through a few easy steps that he uses on his job, but it can really be applied anywhere. From identifying potential competitors of your product to identifying potential users for your product. His suggestion to anyone looking to put out a product, service, app, that you conduct a competitive analysis. What is the other product strategy? Demographic, key features, design, pros, cons, and how does that weigh against your product? How can you fine-tune your product to have a new approach versus what's already existing? Then you identify your potential user. You want to know every single thing about them. What are their goals, their values, their frustrations, motivations, needs, pain points? All of these things qualify your user's behavior. With your user behavior and your user demographic, you can create a fictitious user persona. This is Janae Doe. She's a UX designer from Chicago who dreams of running her own business, loves going to brunch with her friends, and taking photos for the gram. Something like that. He walked us through a few good visual design and prototyping tools like Sketch, Framer, and Adobe. Then he told us about how Hulu decided to make a Black Stories genre, which I didn't even know existed. But I thought it was very interesting that they decided to do that, and I'll be checking it out for sure. I'm probably not doing his talk justice, but I know a lot of people thought it was amazing, and I definitely did too. All in all, I really enjoyed my time at Afrotech. My advice to anyone going to check it out next year is to start early. If you know in advance that you are going, start looking for the events and RSVP and buy tickets immediately because they will sell out. I was a victim of that. I had no clue. Like I told you, I got the sponsor ticket later on and did not realize that there was so many conversations happening beforehand and I wasn't paying attention to them. I was just trying to focus on my job and Sisters in STEM, and I'm like, I'll handle Afrotech when I get there. wrong. You don't want to be like me and having to get there and be like, oh, wait, I was supposed to RSVP for this. Whoops, I didn't know. But if all else fails, just, you know, just show up and get that who gonna stop me attitude, because that's pretty much what I did. I didn't know about different things, and I pretty much signed up for them either on the day of or just came, wrote my name on the piece of paper like, hey, I'm in here. And it pretty much worked, except for things that, you know, you had to buy tickets for the parties. Like, there were some pretty big parties that were happening that cost obscene amounts of money at the door, obscene amounts online. There was too much free stuff happening for me to go like, oh, you want me to pay $60 at the door? Nah, boo, I'm good. I'm gonna be over here chilling. So don't let that catch you up. Start early. Look into whatever it is that you need and, you know, sign up for it quick, especially the hotels, because I didn't realize that all the hotels right there around the Oakland Convention Center were going to sell out as fast as they did. And so that's how I ended up booking in San Francisco. But I was just like, oh, it's only 12 minutes across the bridge. It's going to be fine. It was a 15-minute BART ride. That was fine. The Lyft prices were not, because San Fran, Bay Area, hi, New Bay listeners. Y'all expensive. God bless y'all, because I was told about how much y'all pay for rent. And just, ooh, honey, I don't know how you do it, but kudos. Kudos to y'all. My next piece of advice is to be strategic. Have a goal in mind and do not sleep until you accomplish it. This is not just playtime. You are here surrounded by so many amazing people, and you better get your job done or you just wasted your time. You did not spend $500 on this conference just so you can just sit around. No, you came here so that way you could be in the room with the change makers, the money makers, and you want to become one of those, or you are one of those and you're trying to scale to the next level. Make sure that you have your goal in mind and accomplish it. Mine was to pass out all of my STEM Power Women flyers and to meet new potential podcast guests. I did both. I was able to connect with people who I've, you know, semi-connected with online a little bit, and then meet some new faces, learn about new people in different areas of tech, of STEM. And it was such an honor to be able to connect with them, and I look forward to growing those connections. If you don't already have the LinkedIn app on your phone, because I noticed not that many people have business cards anymore. I stay ready. I had my flyers. I had my business cards. I had it all right there in my little pocket, so that way as soon as I came up to somebody, hi, I'm Brittany AJ Maricki, STEM Power Women Podcast. Sisters in STEM, you should check it out. And, you know, I got everything right here in hand, ready to give it to you. I'm like, do you have a business card? Sis, get it together. Why don't you have a business card? But some people had the LinkedIn app and you were able to connect that way. I'm not very heavy on LinkedIn, so I would still say to have every resource available to you at that moment. I also would try to connect with people using the name tag on Instagram, because since the demographic at this conference was very young, millennial, mostly everyone was between the ages of 21 to mid-40s, at most mid-40s. Everyone within that age range is heavily on Instagram. So that's why I was always using the name tag and trying to teach people about the name tag feature on Instagram. So that way you can quickly scan it, get connected before they try to run off to the next big thing. It's super important that you plan out your days. Like I told you before, there are plenty of things overlapping and it is easy to get distracted. Take time out the night before, plan out what you're gonna do. That way you're not wasting time hemming and hawing about, ooh, should I go to this one? Ooh, should I go to that one? Oh, wait, when was this one? Luckily, they had an app that laid it all out. They had some little mishaps in the app, like some times were wrong. I noticed that the hard way, missing some of my stuff. But nevertheless, plan it out for yourself so that way you can get to where you need to be and not waste your time. And of course, above all things, have fun. There's no way you're not going to have fun. There are so many things to keep you preoccupied that there is no way you can have a bored moment. If you have a bored moment there, you're doing something wrong, honey. There is music playing all around. Dance your heart out. Learn about a little bit of everything and just embrace in the moment. The theme for this year was collective power, and just knowing that how powerful we can be when our community joins together just makes you appreciate so much more this conference. Thank you, Blavity. Thank you, Afrotech. It gave me goals to want to create something big for citizens in STEM, STEM Power Women. I'm still in the ideation phase and just trying to figure out how I can scale to the next level, because the reason I grew Sisters in STEM is to impact so many more people that just beyond the campus that it had started on. And just to see so many people come out for an event like this was very inspirational, and I appreciate it. All right, everyone, I am signing off. I am not going to hold your ear any longer. I hope that you appreciated the recap I gave for this year and the advice I gave for those who may be attending next year. And I am sending a warm welcome to all of our new listeners from Afrotech, because like I said, I was hustling, y'all. I was trying to pass out the little flyers to every single person I saw. Hey, sis, welcome to the show. Thank you for tuning into another episode of the STEM Powered Women Podcast. I hope you learned something from our discussion that you'll be able to share with others. Visit sistersinstem.org for podcast episodes, stories and advice from your sisters, and much more. Make sure you follow us at The Sisters in STEM on all social media. You can also find me on Instagram at Brittany A. Joy. Whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your shows, please subscribe so you'll know exactly when a new episode drops. And while you're at it, go ahead and give us 5 stars and leave an awesome review to show your sister some love. Remember, sis, you are an empowered woman, a STEM-powered woman. You've got this. I'll see you on the next one. Bye.